Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. We have the Scuba Cowboy, who's he's going to join me in Curacao next week. You'll hear all about that if you listen in for our Christmas from Curacao broadcast. Also, we got our Barry, our South Florida super fan. Which, by the way, Barry, are you going on the Santa dive? Or actually, that was this morning, I believe, at South Florida Diving Headquarters. I got some pictures. Did you know that was happening?
No, I did not.
Santa could have been your dive buddy this morning. Yes. You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it to talk with you today.
Well, no, you could have done that before we did the show this afternoon.
I missed the meeting. I missed the meeting, and I have a programming question, if I could, on the air.
Okay, CJ, what do you got?
Now, is this Christmas in Curacao broadcast going to take the place of the annual Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza?
No, of course not.
Ooh, good. When are you going to have that? Because I'd like to come up there.
Oh, you'd
like to come up for the Crapstravaganza? Well, you know, as a bonus this year, we are going to do it from a cave around Wikiwachi.
Say what?
Around some microorganisms that eat methane because of the Crapstravaganza.
The fish are going to be hanging around you, huh?
Well, we're going to be carbon neutral for the first time ever.
Say what?
For a Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza or Christmas Crapstravaganza show.
You're a liar.
I don't think so. And it's not nice to say that during the holidays.
Well, Wikiwachi, yeah, my wife, we've been there once. We can go back again.
Okay. Barry's taking me seriously.
You're seriously going to do this.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I thought.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, who
Talking
knows?
Talking out his ass again.
Hey, there's some inspiration for the Scuba Cowboy. Anyway, we can't do a Crapstravaganza show in Curacao. It'd create an international incident. So, no, that will be a thing we have to do at our home base of operations.
So, the Curacao thing will be all about Sinterklaas.
Exactly. We're going to find out about Dutch Christmas.
And,
you know,
I just sent CJ a link on learning about Dutch Christmas.
Well, we kind of did this on the air last week. We talked about, you know, what should we expect? You know, are all the folks sharing presents? Are they going to be in wooden shoes? Are they going to be eating lots of cheese? You know,
yes,
I was trying to come up
yes.
with all kinds of, Dutch, stereotypes that we could exploit.
You're going to increase the methane output if you eat lots of cheese.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, you know,
we want to fit in,
you know, and share our experience with the world. And, of course, we'll be diving every day. So we're going to be talking about what they have to offer underwater, as well as some of the cultural exchanges that we have during the holidays. I mean, the fact that they kind of celebrate Christmas the first week of December is kind of unique.
So the next show after that would have to be the Crapstravaganza. No?
Well, that would be the...
What's the date?
The 16th or so. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Or we may actually, you know, no, it might be the week later. Because I think the Saturday broadcast before, Christmas Eve is a Sunday. So the day before Christmas Eve is technically known as Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza Day.
That would be the 23rd.
Yeah. Correcto.
Yeah. So you can plan accordingly or, alert the authorities, whatever you prefer.
So it's going to be Saturday?
2 weeks? No, 3 weeks
Saturday
from today,
the 23rd?
Maybe. something like that.
Everyone's crashing at Greg's.
Yeah, okay. If you say so, that could be, or, you know, like I said, it's one of the possibilities that is on the agenda. All right, Britt, Mermaid Britt, is actually in Mexico. Maybe she's diving today with those methane-eating microbes in the caves of the Yucatan, because she's supposed to be on the show right now.
Well,
but she's unavailable, it says.
Would you be aware of said microbes?
What do you mean?
Would
if you
know?
Listen to Scuba Radio, you would know
about
the methane.
No, I mean, if you were diving and they were amongst you.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if they're, I think they're microbes, so you wouldn't see them. I mean, would you smell them because they're eating methane and you would smell the methane, you'd smell their food source? Or would you be providing part of their food source?
I don't know if it would depend on their presence.
I don't know.
Do they light up underwater like, you know, little bugs?
You know, that would make sense, wouldn't it? That would be a great question for Mermaid Britt. We can ask her about this.
I'm thinking a light, super light fluorescent green.
Like radioactive
lightning
bugs. With all that
methane, they may explode.
Yes, gaseous emissions.
Maybe.
Bubbles.
Maybe.
Tiny bubbles. Tiny green radioactive
bubbles.
Well,
from what I saw from the research paper that was released about this last week is that, you know, these microbes they discovered in the caves, and that was the start of the ecosystem. They're kind of like the plankton of the ocean, right?
So you're saying like they're like the effervescence in my tonic water.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's
I'm just
what you're
saying. They're microbes that have adapted to eating methane that was occurring in the caves, and the ecosystem was developing from there. It was a food source, and it built up from there, and then eventually it'd show up in the little shrimp. You know, because that's what you hear, you know, people, cave divers like Pete from Scuba Boards always talking about. I think, what do you see in those caves, you know, marine life-wise? And, you know, you might see a freshwater fish if you're lucky, but a lot of times you don't see much other than maybe these clear, translucent shrimp that are blind shrimp, and which are kind of cool. But when you find out maybe they've been feeding on methane-eating microbes, I'm not so sure, because I asked him. I said, "Hey, well, you see these things?" Because he said they're pretty big. Have you ever been tempted to catch them and, you know, make up some shrimp scampi or something? And he said, "No, I'm not really into the whole shrimp thing, and people don't really eat them. They just look at them in the caves." But I would bet, maybe it's just me, but if you started thinking that the shrimp are feeding on methane-eating microbes, wouldn't that be a good, like, PETA argument of why you should not eat shrimp or cave shrimp? I mean, does it kind of take them off the menu for you, CJ?
Well, I thought those were capers on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know better.
Dr. Holt.
No, have you ever seen what pigs eat, Greg?
Have I ever seen what pigs eat?
I don't think what they eat. Yeah, I don't think what they eat takes them off the menu, man.
Excellent point.
I'm just saying, pigs will eat almost anything, including each other.
Oh, that's good to know.
Cannibal pigs.
I have a question for Professor Holt.
Yes.
Or people.
Go ahead, South Florida superfan Barry.
Yeah. So you're suggesting that as humans we have evolved from farts?
I didn't get that. I don't know where you're getting that.
Not exactly.
Well, you said,
line.
You know, these Maybe underwater animals, they were the methane was the first food source.
No, I didn't say it was the first food source. I said it's a food source they've discovered in caves that they did not know was there.
We need to hook these little scrimps up with livestock, with like cows. Don't the cows fart
exactly
a lot?
Exactly what I was thinking, CJ. Exactly what I was thinking, the same thing.
There's a song there.
They need to put these shrimp around the feedlots, man, because they stink to high heaven.
Cow shrimp, eating their poop.
Okay.
Cow shrimp.
Leave the music to the scuba cowboy.
Cow shrimp.
I don't know. I mean,
scrimping around.
It would
eating
be
everything brown.
The thing is, before they discovered these methane-eating microbes in the caves of the Yucatan, they thought that the way the ecosystem was developing is somehow, you know, stuff would wash down into the caves like plant life or debris or whatever.
So they get a salad once in a while.
Yeah, that's what they...
But it's random.
But it ended up that wasn't the case. They were like, well, they couldn't find much of that. And then all of a sudden they discovered these methane-eating microbes. And they're like, hey, wait a minute. What the heck is this?
No, thank you. I prefer the methane. Yeah. It's exquisite here.
Well, that would help with global warming then.
It might. It might be, you know, it might be another piece of the puzzle.
Microbes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of why we haven't
methane in the air.
Already, you know, why the temperatures haven't already, you know, bursted out the thermometers is because of those micro-eating or methane-eating microbes.
God bless them.
Time will tell. Time will tell indeed. But I'm thinking, you know, if you had an inclination to eat those blind cave shrimp, this story very well may keep them off the endangered species list. You hear what I'm saying? If you want to promote it in that sense.
Yeah, it sounds gross.
I don't want to eat poop-eating shrimp.
That's nasty. You nasty.
Yeah, but don't all shrimp and lobster, they're bottom feeders. They eat that kind of stuff, don't they? Even lobster and crabs.
You nasty.
Maybe not. I don't know. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Feliz Navidad. And hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. CJ's in the studio with me. We have Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. Also Barry, our South Florida super fan. The Scuba Cowboys are going to join me next week for Christmas in Curacao. And Chris, a new member of the Peanut Gallery today, hanging out from Virginia with us. And we welcome him aboard today's virtual cruise through the latest diving news and information. All right, so look, here is some stuff that popped up on the radar that you may care about if you're a diver. If you're not, you might still find this interesting. You know, one of the things that has happened over the last year or two is we're seeing more and more dive equipment or, you know, innovations in the dive equipment world showing up on like Kickstarter and Indiegogo and stuff like that. And here's one. Actually, I discovered these guys at the DEMA show a few weeks ago.
And is this another guitar?
No, it is not. But
carbon fiber.
We can never have enough of those.
Mobile.
Yeah, it's something to do on your surface interval. You know, when you play those things. The Scuba Cowboy can relate with me on this. But no, what I'm talking about is this heads-up display. I know Chris was at DEMA. Jerry was at DEMA. Well, everybody was at DEMA, except Barry didn't make it. So did any of you guys see this dive computer that attaches to the dive mask and gives you a heads-up display for all the information in your dive computer, in your dive mask? Did anyone see that? If you did,
yes,
shout
I did,
it
yeah.
out.
I was like standing a little beside of you. Square hanging out in front.
One at a time, please.
Okay, we'll go with Chris first, because I heard him chime in. Chris, you saw that? Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought
right
it was.
The top of the mask.
Yeah, yeah. It just attaches to a top of any mask, they say. It's actually just went live, I believe, yesterday or today on Indiegogo. You can look it up by, Thela 2. I mean, the guys were French. I could hardly understand a word they were saying when they let me check it out. But that's the company, Thela 2 or Thela 2 or something like that. And then the product is called the Maui,
it's
maybe?
Pronounced, yeah, Thela 2.
I don't know. Chris, do you know what they were calling this? Because it's like M capital A O I. So is that Maui or I don't know how you say that. What is that?
Maui.
We'll go with that. You have any idea?
We'll go with it.
Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah.
I didn't catch it either.
It was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. He sounds like a... Yeah,
Rebel Reggie.
I think Jerry just had a bowel movement, but I think he pronounced it correctly. Regardless, you can check it out at Indiegogo. And it's a unique product. I haven't seen anything like this. For some time, and you know, a few years ago, I'd say probably 10 years ago, I was diving the Oceanic Data Mask, which was a heads-up display with it was basically a mask with a dive computer built into it, and it would show up in like the bottom right corner of your dive mask, and I used that for a good year or two. They ended up having some issues with it. The battery life didn't work real well, and it was kind of pricey. I don't know. It might still be available out there, but I think they quit making it. Well, Oceanic was bought by another company, so I don't think they're making it anymore. But it was a product that had come from the military, and they started selling it in recreational and just didn't really catch on. But that was kind of like the only real heads-up display thing that I noticed in the recreational world. Some of the technical divers get into this heads-up stuff, and it looked like this was going to be the next wave of dive computers, and then it just kind of disappeared. So, maybe this is a new thing, and it's kind of unique in that, you know, it attaches to any dive mask.
We're back, baby.
And it doesn't involve getting a whole new mask. So you put it on any mask, and it attaches, to the top, side of it or something like that. So it looks pretty convenient. It looks promising. And, we'll have to
wait
and see.
How does it project the images?
Well, it puts a little clear screen that comes down over, one of your eyes, in front of the mask. And when there's nothing on it, you just see right through it, especially underwater. I wouldn't think you'd even see the outline of it. It's just a clear glass or plastic or whatever, display. But when it projects the information, you see the stuff. And I put it on. I tried it. I was like, yeah, okay, there it is. Yeah, it doesn't seem – you'd think it'd be kind of cumbersome or
– like, say, a ViewMaster?
No, because it only comes down over one eye.
But a half a ViewMaster.
Okay, we'll go with that, maybe. But, the only downside maybe is it has – some areas on it like that could get tied up with stuff, a fishing line or something like that, because you got more gadgets on you, but nothing more than you would have on a dive computer or anything. So, and I think if I remember, Chris, back me up on this, people watching you will see the information from your computer projected to them. Isn't that right? In this, there's a front screen on this, I believe, as well. So when you're looking at the diver wearing it, you can see their dive computer display or something. I believe that's the case. And I'm sure it's user.
You could see it from the outside, but I didn't pay attention if it was if I was reading it or just sort of seeing the backside of the information being displayed.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it looked like maybe you could, you know, you could see, for instance, someone could look over and say, oh, okay, he still has, you know, 50 minutes of bottom time left by just looking at his face, because you'd see that projected on there too or something. But who knows? It's an interesting concept. And, you know, I think it sounds, you know, it's promising. And these kind of innovative type of products like this coming through on, you know, an Indiegogo campaign or Kickstarter is something we just haven't experienced. And we are seeing more and more really cool idea type products like that coming through that channel of distribution, as opposed to, you know, a manufacturer coming out with some new model dive computer or something, you know?
You think if, like, Einstein or Thomas Edison or Ben Franklin or any famous inventor were around today, they'd be launching fundraising efforts online?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, the bigger companies are starting to do it now. You know, so like a big, you know,
that's
like
cool.
Like Honeywell or something is coming up with a new thermostat or some crap. Instead of selling it out through the, you know, retailers they usually would, they're launching these Kickstarter campaigns and Indiegogo things to kind of drum up some excitement for their product before they launch it, you know, through traditional channels, you know.
And you build up buzz before it even exists.
Exactly. So, you know, that might be what these guys are doing. I'm sure they'd like to. I mean, it's kind of interesting. They're out of France, so they don't speak a lick of English.
Well, even this video, ladies dance.
It's called Scubas. Really? S.
Scubas S? Really?
S-C-U-B-U-S space S.
I don't
World's
know what.
First AR scuba diving mask.
Okay, well, I think he's wrong.
Okay, we'll thanks.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ in the studio. Okay, so Barry mentioned this Scubas. What is it? Scuba S? Yes.
Scuba S.
That isn't the thing I was talking about. I just pulled it up during the commercial break. That's something totally different.
This is different. This has a flashlight, video camera, heads-up display, and diver-to-diver communication system in a waterproof housing.
Snopes it. Yeah, I don't know. I saw some video. It didn't make much sense to me. I didn't quite understand what it's supposed to do exactly. But it said
basically,
augmented,
you know,
reality.
It's everything put together on a mask. And, you know, if you go dive it, we could, you know, when we're looking for lobster, I could yell at, hey, Greg, there's one over here. You know, have it on video, the whole thing.
Okay. Sounds like a mask with a video camera in it.
Well, video camera and heads-up display. And the ability to communicate with another diver underwater.
Okay. Well, maybe. That would be interesting. But
I've done that before with full face mask.
Full
diving.
Face mask.
You ever done that?
Yeah, of course. Like does it an have OTS
any,
system.
Does it have any software that will let you communicate with another diver on the radio above water?
Yeah.
not yet. I don't know. It's not out yet.
Barry, drink some coffee. He just sounds like he's fading off there on us, doesn't he? A little bit.
Nope, I'm awake. I'm
okay.
Awake. I'm
just checking. Yeah. Suddenly,
Barry, have you had your blood checked? Are you anemic?
I think he's gorged on methane-eating shrimp. And he's
that would make one logy.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Lethargic.
Okay.
And logy.
Right.
And they're easy to catch because they're blind.
Okay, maybe.
Cruel.
I don't know.
Cruel fate.
I think they can sense you, though. They sense the water.
They have these little sticks they walk around with.
Maybe they're like little daredevils.
Three blind shrimp. Yeah, okay. Look, we got some information to share with you about SeaWorld and a bunch of other stuff that we're going to dive into next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba.
worldwide scuba radio network.
Child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with scuba radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on scuba radio.
I'm home.
On scuba radio.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
So says you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Remember, there are people who pee in their wetsuit and those who lie about it.
That was tight, son.
What?
That was tight,
what,
son.
What, the wetsuit was too tight?
That song was tight, yo. Oh,
okay. If you say so.
Man.
All right. Well, look, we have...
you have warmed me in places that I can't reach without dislocating something.
What did I tell you about saying things on the air that you're not supposed to?
Don't do
it. Inside voice. Inside voice, CJ.
Don't do it.
All right, look, Mermaid Britt is in Mexico, and she is on Scuba Radio right now. Live from the event. How are you doing, Britt?
I'm doing well. I haven't even toweled off yet.
You haven't even toweled off? You've been diving. Is that the deal?
Yeah, yeah. I went on a dive this morning, and then I've been in the pool all day.
God bless you. We all wish we were her.
I know.
Yes.
They have to stay moist. I've read this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you know, it's a whole mermaid thing. But they don't discriminate, CJ. You can join that club if you'd like. You'd welcome him with open fins, wouldn't you, Mermaid Brittany?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Pool's open.
No, especially because she's a dive instructor. Is that official now?
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, yes. So you know, last time we spoke with Britt, we had a little update with her at the DEMA show. And she came out there to Orlando and told me that, you know, her plan to become a dive master was going really well, so well, in fact, that they said, yes, go ahead, and we might consider moving through the whole dive instructor process. And you were flirting with that at the show, and sure enough, you did it. And you've done that. You've done your EFR instructor
yep.
already. You got that done, so that allows her to, like, resuscitate people that she cares to, you know, resuscitate.
Like a necromancer.
What?
Yeah, I may think twice about Drunken Santa.
You know, I don't blame you. I mean, the
was he there?
Well, she's going to take liberties on who she wants to resuscitate. She, you know, that's up to her. I mean, there's you know, there's the ethical code of trying to save anyone, but you know, hey, in Mexico there are no rules. So if she's in Mexico, if she sees the drunken sailor passed out, it's her choice whether she's going to, you know, decide to resuscitate him or, you know, even putting in one of those barriers, because they teach you in this IFR course on how to create barriers so you don't contract some kind of weird disease from, you know, blowing air into somebody's throat. Right?
Greg?
What?
We are talking about human life.
Well, you're a drunken Santa. Come on.
Have a little compassion.
Have you smelled him? Would you save him, CJ, seriously?
I would.
Would you really? You're not just saying that because it's the holidays.
Maybe a little.
You have not stood close enough to him, my friend. I'm telling you. So, anyway, well, you know.
I pray for the person that has to get off the mouth.
I'm hip. Yeah. So, yeah, if you had to give mouth to mouth.
Actually, I heard he was a good kisser.
Really? Wow. Well, I'm watching Mermaid Britt on FaceTime.
I can't say how I know that.
And she just turned green. Like she was going to blow.
Yeah, it does have that effect.
Just the thought of it. Yeah, who can blame him? All right, so anyway.
That was probably just one of those old Christmas stories.
Maybe. But, okay, so Brittany, you're in Mexico.
Wait, you said it right this time.
Well, Mexico. I'm trying to, you know, if you say Mexico, That's how the locals say it, right? Am I right, Britt?
It is.
See? In your face, CJ. In your face.
No, I enjoy your pronunciation.
She.
Right.
And so, you know, the thing is...
I'm a fan.
Okay, so you are completing your instructor training there at the I'm not saying the resort name right.
XTC. It's XTC, just three
right? XTC.
XTC. Are you kidding me?
No, that's the name of the resort there in Mexico.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you're down there, and so tomorrow, what do you have to do to finish off your dive instructor training?
Well, tomorrow starts the IE.
Ah.
So testing tomorrow afternoon. And then on Monday, we've got the open water, then the confined, and a couple different skills, and then also Rescue 7.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You got a lot to do then tomorrow. That's some serious testing going on, it sounds like. Are you a little nervous, or are you like, I've done this a million times already. Let's just get it over with. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. You know what? It all depends. Depends on, like, the moment. It all depends on the thought. Sometimes I'm like, oh, no. Oh, boy. And other times I'm like, oh, I got this. I'm going to nail this. I'm positive. So,
yeah. Well, I will tell you, you did it the right way. And this is a PADI IDC, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So I did this many years ago, and I made the mistake of going through my dive master training and waiting 10 years and then going straight into dive instructor. Course. Big mistake. Because all the training, all the knowledge that you pick up during Dive Master class is really the tough stuff. The dive instructor part of learning how to do this is how to display those skills properly to students and to show them how to learn how to be a good diver and that kind of thing. So it's really presentation skills. Would you agree with that, Britt?
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, we have prescriptive lessons plans as well, where you need to, you know, discuss instrument knowledge review.
Right.
And also, as an open water student, you need to demonstrate 20 different skills and then 4 extra skills for the skin diver course. So it's a lot of work in trying to properly... tell someone, hey, you did that entirely incorrect, but good job at this, good job at that.
Well, yeah, there's one thing to know the skills. It's another thing to be able to present them to another person to teach them how to do them. And that's what you learn in your instructor course.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part, actually. I love the prescription. I love everything about it. I love open water because I don't really have to talk at all. I can just get down there and, you know, okay, remember this. Good job, but you did this wrong. Okay. But the prescriptive is fun as well. That's in the classroom. And that there's a lot of different, you know, communication that goes on back and forth between the student and the instructor. And that's fun as well. And then the pool is also fun. So I'm really enjoying every single part of this. I'm trying to think of something that I'm not really enjoying. You're constantly getting critiqued, so maybe that's, you know, it's a little pressure, a little added pressure.
Being on this show?
A lot of pressure being on Scuba Radio, for sure. The pressure is
I was helping her find
intense.
Something that she didn't like.
Yeah, well, okay.
Oh, yeah.
let's be honest. This is no picnic.
Yeah, true. So true. Now, you're in a paradise right now, and you're celebrating. I mean, you're kind of having a great time, I can tell. Is there any kind of Christmas kind of festivities going on where you are, or is it a little too early? What do they do?
It's a little too early.
Yeah,
it's a little too early. I spoke with them about that. Like, oh, are we going to light any palm trees, or is anyone going to dress up like Santa? And they kind of just told us, like, well, this is Mexico, and it's very we're in a very remote location, so it's really difficult to get anything here. But
no fruitcake.
You know, the spirit of.
Well, you have to tell them Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That's right.
We have flan.
You have what?
Anyone needs any flan?
Flan. Oh, okay. Well, that's a festive dessert, I think, isn't it?
Anyone needs any flan?
Yes.
Christmas cake. Yeah. The remote Ishkak, Mexico.
Okay. All right. So, Mermaid Brittany.
Or if you want the same dessert that's not a disaster, cheesecake.
Okay. Well, it's less gooey. Maybe, but yeah, you know, I mean, I would rather be in a place like Mexico during this time of year. You know, everybody says, oh, it's so un-Christmas to be in, you know, a tropical location. That's spoken from someone who's never done it. I've spent many a Christmas season, you know, down in the Keys or, you know, the Cayman Islands.
Be no different from Florida. We don't have snow. It's not very Christmassy.
Well, no, anyway. I think it is my point. That's what I'm saying. That's not true. That's not accurate. I mean, because you may not have snow, but you'll have sand and you have friends around you, and that's all you need to have a great Christmas, I would agree. Wouldn't you agree with that, Britt?
100%.
Yeah, see?
Well, no, you also need booze.
Well, they got booze.
You just said sand and...
The tequila thing flows.
Lots of tequila.
Yes, they got that down in Mexico.
Sand's only what you stand in.
Sand and in tequila. That's all you need. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not under the tree. For me, being another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I showed. Cause Scuba Radio, hey, Scuba Santa. So listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight.
That is Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologize.
God, I miss Freddie Mercury. Still.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That is good to know. Kelly is going to, she's going to provide a gift for the holidays here in a couple weeks. Is she?
She already has.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. Couple little nuggets. That's her gift, is she's not here. Is that what I heard the scuba cowboy just say?
Yes, exactly.
God bless him. He reads everyone's mind.
Controversy.
Anyway, no, you know, I mentioned this story about SeaWorld. I wanted to get that out there. You know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida. SeaWorld's right here. You
what?
Know, their offices and
oh,
everything.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, that whole movie Blackfish really torpedoed them way worse than anybody expected, even worse than I expected it. I didn't think Blackfish, the movie, was fair. It was one-sided totally. Hey, look, and I don't care how you feel about aquariums. I'm not a big fan. But the whole Blackfish thing, I think, was a bunch of nonsense. That's my personal opinion. That doesn't mean I like aquariums, but I think SeaWorld has its place. But I think it got unfairly beat up because of that movie, and it got so much publicity and that kind of crap. But because, you know, the people that care for those whales and stuff at the park, they do care for the whales in a way. If you've seen it firsthand, you know they really do. I mean, they're like their pets. They're like their
one of our mermaids does that, buddy.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, so, she does a fantastic job. I've seen her work out in Vegas.
Right. Yeah, at the Mandalay Bay resort place. Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, it's, you know,
Scuba Cowboy bringing it home.
Right. But well, you know, that movie, you know, obviously hurt SeaWorld big time. And they've had to make a lot of changes, but really it hurt them in the pocketbook hugely. And when that movie came out, the, you know, the people at SeaWorld said, hey, don't worry about it. This doesn't affect our bottom line. It hasn't affected attendance. Well, that ended up being false, because it did. And a bunch of investors in SeaWorld have now filed suit and said that, hey, you said it wasn't going to affect attendance, and it did. And now they want a bunch of money. So who knows where this is going to go. But the fallout from that Blackfish movie continues.
I have a genius idea for them.
What's that?
Bring everything right around.
Yeah? How would that, what would you
all
suggest?
They have to do is get the rights to Sharknado.
Yeah.
And then make like a shark, some sort of cool Sharknado ride.
Well, they are putting in a new roller coaster at the San Diego SeaWorld. So, they're just going in a different direction like that. Maybe they should have a Sharknado coaster or something. That would make sense. Yeah, why not? Anyway, you know, we'll see where it goes. Like I said, it's kind of an offshoot, the whole diving thing. And, you know, like, I would rather see all these animals in the wild, but unfortunately, everybody can't dive like us. And that's where, you know, a park like SeaWorld comes into play. So that's just my two cents. You can take it for what it's worth, which is probably nothing, but that's just how we roll, being that they're neighbors here in our home base of Orlando. We hate to see our friends, you know, hurt in ways that seem a little unfair. It doesn't matter what side of that argument you fall down on. I just think it was unfair. But anyway, moving on, let's talk Christmas. The world's largest underwater Christmas tree, so they claim, is being set up at in Camden, New Jersey. Now, I believe the aquarium there is just claiming they're the largest underwater Christmas tree, because I just don't think anybody has ever attempted to make that claim before. You know what I'm saying?
The largest.
They're claiming that
the
world's largest underwater Christmas tree is now in the Adventure Aquarium in Camden, New Jersey.
Can we get some stats?
Well, they only say it's the only one of their kind, so they assume it's the world's largest, said the spokesman at the aquarium. The tree will be lit up underwater for the first time. They're going to sing "Oh Christmas Tree," and you know, Scuba Santa is going to show up there and the whole thing. And I mean, it's cool, and it looks pretty big. I mean, I mean, just looking at the pictures, it's hard to tell, but I'd say it's, what, 20, 30 feet tall, maybe, at least. I mean, it's hard to tell from
these
pictures.
Is that a real tree?
No. It's an underwater, you know, reef structure that they created to put in the aquarium.
They're going to send electricity through this thing under the water with the fish swimming around?
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to have a seafood fest immediately after Christmas Day.
That blackened or blackened?
Okay. So,
oh, breezy.
I mean, I kind of like the idea, though. You know, I hear about a lot of dive clubs setting up underwater Christmas tree things. They'll take a live tree, and then they'll put, like, fish food and decorate it with fish food and let the fish go nuts.
If you can't do
Greg, we dove one of those one year.
We did. Did I block it out due to
On Jeff's boat, they had brought, maybe you weren't there, but they put hot dogs on the tree.
I was not there. I do not remember this.
Yeah, they sunk a tree and then they tied hot dogs to it and the fish went nuts.
Well, I rest my case.
That's
see,
pretty cool.
I see it did happen. I told you. I've heard of these stories. I've never participated in one, but I've heard about them many times. So feel free to take that little nugget and celebrate the season accordingly. I'm off to Curacao for Christmas myself, along with the Scuba Cowboy, and we're going to talk all about it next week on the Big Show, so make sure you join us so we can rub it into you and celebrate the Christmas.
Till then, everybody, enjoy your underwater wieners.
Yeah, there you go. On that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
All right. Merry Christmas and safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.